So question two, and Clive, you are up first for this one. Can you describe your understanding of effective governance in New Zealand not-for-profit sector, particularly within member-led particularly within a member-led organisation like Blind Low Vision New Zealand?
Well, I could speak for hours on that. Look, the main thing is, first of all, to appoint the chief executive, because it's the chief executive who actually runs the organization, and the board can't get involved in operational stuff. But what the board does do is has to be very clear about our expectations, what we expect the chief executive to deliver, and then monitor to see that that's what actually happens. Then there are other responsibilities to do with, having fiduciary responsibility for the assets of the organisation, because we're there on behalf of the clients who became members of the organisation and who voted us there. But those are the people who voted for us, but we're there for all the clients, not only the present, but for the future clients of the organisation. We have to have really good regard for the core business of the organization, why we are there, because that's set out, that's given to us by our members through the constitution. And I think the fact that we bring a mix of skills, including lived experience, but also other skills to the board,
15 seconds.
makes the board strong, and that's really important in a member-led organization like Blind Low Vision New Zealand.
Thank you, Clive. And Paul Brown, it's your turn next.
I think I don't believe that running Blind Foundation is the same as running Smith and Coe. I think that governance needs to be values-led. So while governance and management operational stuff are separate, it's the governance that sets the values of the organisation. It's the governance that kind of It's the governance that connects with clients in that way to monitor, evaluate, and ensure that management are running services now and into the future. We are an incorporated society, which means governance has a responsibility to the membership, but as Clive has already said, not just to the members who elect them, but to all members. I think good governance is about listening. It's doing what's in the best interest of the organisation now and into the future. It's about looking at services and evaluating services and understanding and setting some priorities in that big picture for the organisation. But it isn't about getting involved in the day-to-day minutiae, but it is about understanding the client voice and bringing it to the board table. Thanks.
Thank you, Paul. And question two for Lātua Halotau-Taulagi.
Well, with the member-led, we do have a separation that clients are also part of the fabric of the governance, that they are the beneficiaries. I think in the unique situation with Royal New Zealand Foundation of the Blind on one side, and Blind Low Vision as the deliverer of services, as the provider, you have to have checks and balances so that you can ensure accountability to all the stakeholders, because they come from different parts depending on their role. So a member would be interested in the governance, and the clients would be interested in the quality of service that they get. So that is a slight difference between the organization we are talking about and others.
Thank you, Lātua. And question two, next person is Jodie Cruickshank.
It is about people, bringing the voice of the people to the
to the organisation and assuring accountability is how setting the standards and bringing their voice through into the board, around listening to what people want and being able to provide some of that service towards what is needed in regards to developing things to support our people to become safe and strong and independent in today's world, using what's available to us and moving with the times and looking forward to the future and being able to sustain that.
Thank you, Jody. And question two is for you, Judy Small.
My understanding about effective governance is around having a good strategic plan and being able to put that into place by listening to the people, working with the people, and understanding what it is that they are wanting to achieve from the organisation and the term that we would be on the board for. It's also about having prudent systems within the board to ensure and diversity and a good range of skills that will ensure that all aspects of our governance and our fiduciary duty is upheld. And we can't do that without working and having a good relationship with our chief executive, who needs guidance from the board, but also needs to be able to tell the board where we are and what we could be doing better at times, or asking for an extra project. In order to do that, we need to make sure that we don't lose sight of what the organisation wants to achieve in the next few years and make that happen. So we've got to keep a clear focus. We've got to be stewards of what we're looking after. And we've also got to be very aware of diversity, inclusion, and social socialisation, so that people don't get missed out along the way.
Thank you, Judy. Look, everyone's going well. And just a reminder that when you get the time's up call, you have 15 seconds left that you can use.